Welcome to Inside Games, the only gaming news show brave enough to suggest that Fallout deserves better than Bethesda's been treating it.
Oh, come on, Bruce. What makes you say that?
I mean, Lawrence, you did because you wrote the script.
Yeah, sorry. Bruce always introduces the episode, but I needed to make it clear that I'm the Bethesda hater here. So if you hear some mess, it's coming from me.
All right. Well, it's a good way to start the episode, I guess. You know, literally everybody loves Fallout right now.
Yeah, because for the first time, Bethesda didn't make it.
That's true. Haters. Haters never change.
There it is. Damn right. You're damn right. But hey, this show is so good that even this hater is happy now. The Fallout show is on Amazon and everyone loves it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really good television show. To shore up our clout on this topic, we had to call in the only Inside Games staff member that's a legitimate comedian. Brian, how's it hanging in the wasteland?
How's it going, boys? It's good. My hanging days are behind me, but they are legal now in Texas, so we're excited. But yes, speaking of hangings and happy outcomes, the Fallout show, which released last week on Prime Video, like y'all said, everybody loves it. It has an impressive 93% critic scores on Rotten Tomatoes, which for a video game show is like Citizen Kane, I feel like. The Guardian called it an absolute blast. Also, too soon with the puns there, Guardian. And the Seattle Times said, not only does it hit a bullseye, it leaves the door open for more to come.
Well, I hope so. I mean, there's been a lot of Fallout games, hopefully more to come. They've been selling pretty well. We'll cover the rest of the audience gushing right after a quick word from today's sponsor. Folks, it's a complicated world out there. Sometimes you just want to forget it all and level up and grind and get new gear and level up again and fight raid bosses and just do that forever. Come on, that's well, we all like seeing the number go up, and that's exactly what Raid Shadow Legends is all about. Just leveling, combating, and collecting on iOS, Android, and PC. And thanks to some upcoming events, your numbers can go up faster than ever before. Raid Shadow Legends is celebrating spring in Talaria with a special Spring Hunt minigame. To participate, just download Raid using our link in the description, go to springhunt.plarium.com, enter your Raid ID, and start hunting for missing items. Completing the challenge will enter you to win a ton of free goodies, including in-game legendary champions and skill tomes, and also real-life prizes like gaming consoles and Amazon gift cards. This is the first time ever Raid has done a real-life giveaway. Anytime you can turn gaming into something real and tangible in the real world, I don't know, it's always cool. But that's not all. Raid is also highlighting their player base with Community Weeks. These are 6 weeks of activities and rewards for old and new players alike. You can nab legendary champion Chronicler Adelin after 7 logins. And all that is on top of the bonuses you'll get just from using our link, which includes the epic champion Tayrell right off the bat. If you hit level 25, you'll get another boost pack, which includes epic Rector Drath. One more boost for you. Promo code SPRINGHUNT24 will get you some free silver and some other goodies. How can you say no to all these free goodies? You can't. Download Raid using our link in the description or using our custom QR code. And hey, join our clan in the game, the Bravest Buds. So please use our link or our QR code and we'll see you on the battlefield. Thank you very much for the support, Raid. After downloading the game, don't forget to go to springhunt.plarium.com. The link's in the description. It's the first time Raid is giving away such cool real-life prizes like gaming consoles and Amazon gift cards with a total value of $10,000. Don't miss your chance.
Thank you very, very much, Raid Shadow Legends. Now back to the Fallout show, which everybody and their mother, literally everyone loves, which I can't believe they made a good show, by the way. Viewers really, really loved it. An 88% audience score on Rotten Tomatoes. Lots of people noted that the show was a pleasant surprise, just like me. I thought for sure it was going to be garbage.
I was stealing myself for some video game cringe, which luckily never arrived. It kind of channeled the energy of the earlier Fallout games, which I'll pretentiously gush about later. First, we got to hear what the people on the streets think. Take it to the streets, Brian.
That's right. Let's hear from the real reviewers like Jonathan M., who wrote, as a really big fan of Fallout 4, I went into this with low expectations. Sounds like a Fallout 4 fan to me. But Jonathan M. added, wow, they really surprised me on this one. And Reddit user Terminal Chillionaire said, so far, I'm blown away. When this was announced, I was sure it was going to be awful. But great news, Terminal Chillionaire, it is great. And the games are seeing a really nice bump in interest after the success of the show.
That's right. SteamDB noted that Fallout 4, New Vegas, and Fallout 76 doubled their concurrent player counts following the release of this series.
Hey, they got me too. I'm playing Fallout again. It's great.
There you go, yeah.
We should note, and this is kind of becoming a trend, but it's a good one. Steam has deeply discounted a bunch of Fallout titles, no doubt to ride the positive sentiment of the show. Good move.
Meanwhile, Bethesda just announced that Fallout 4 is getting some free updates. including stability improvements, login, and quest fixes for the PlayStation 4 and the Xbox One.
Okay, I'm going to try my hardest to be positive about this. It's good news, you know. It's getting native applications for the PS5 and Xbox Series X and S. Getting performance mode, quality mode settings, 60 FPS. Kind of overdue, but, you know, that's always a good thing. Stability improvements. Here's what gets me, though. In the blog post, they call them next-gen updates. These consoles came out more than 3 years ago.
Yeah, you're right, Lawrence. You're totally
And they're
right.
owned by Microsoft. Oh, they don't even have an update out for the Xbox Series X. Jesus Christ, it's warm today. Look at this. It's like wasteland desert warm.
Know. Well, Lawrence is sweating because he's so stressed out about it.
I'm hating so hard. This is overdue. But hey, it's finally arriving, so good. We're on Bethesda time.
Yeah, we are on Bethesda time, Lawrence. That's right. And speaking of being a little late to the party, Fallout 4 is also coming to the Epic Games Store and will be getting certified for the Steam Deck. Wow, finally.
I mean, Steam Deck, that's actually a really good fit.
Yeah.
The Fallout 4 update will also include some PC upgrades, including I don't know why they explicitly listed widescreen support, because the game was widescreen, but whatever. It'll also have ultra-wide supports. That's cool. Fixes to the game's creation kit, some free Creation Club items, and a bunch of quest updates. The update will release on April 25th.
That's right, and there's even more Fallout news, and I know one person who loves more Fallout news. It's Brian.
That's right. They're going to include writing fixes for Fallout 4 as well. So we're really excited. All new and better writing.
Oh, it needs it bad.
The team behind the Fallout London mod, which is highly anticipated, they announced that the mod is being delayed due to that Fallout 4 update. The mod will take place, if you aren't familiar, 50 years before Fallout 4. It'll emphasize realism, melee combat. You'll be able to explore a destroyed London, even worse than after Brexit, and it'll you'll get to visit landmarks that survived the bombs. You get Big Ben, Tower of London, whatever that Ferris wheel is. Hopefully we'll be able to get it relatively soon, though. Lots of people are looking forward to it.
Meanwhile, and this is something that I thought would land about now, there's been rumors of a Fallout 3 remaster in the works. At this point, if Bethesda, or I guess Microsoft, had been really smart, you know, we'd be able to buy it right now, which would be cool. But hey, you know, hindsight's 2020.
Yep. Fallout 3 remaster news needed a little bit of context, though. Bethesda really never officially confirmed this. We only learned about it from a document leak last September. And the documents themselves are a financial forecast for 2020. The leaked document referenced other games that never released, like an Oblivion remaster and a game called Doom Year Zero.
Which sucks, because both of those sound cool. Anyway, Fallout 3 remaster does seem like a slam dunk. I want it. It's also possible it'll never exist, given that it was kind of mentioned in the context with a bunch of other projects that seem to never have been fully greenlit or announced. So we're just trying to manage expectations out there.
Also, last year there was a rumor of a Fallout New Vegas remaster, and that would have been really, I know, that was very brief, very, very brief, but it never came to pass. So regardless, it's been a nice run lately of gaming franchises, making a actual successful transition to television and movies, which has been unheard of for many years.
Yeah, but it's more than just ego boosting and validation of us gamers, right? This actually results in sales boosts and audience expansion, right, Brian?
Yeah, we've seen this in a few franchises. Last year, of course, The Last of Us on HBO, big hit, critics and fans loved it, much like Fallout, and the games saw a corresponding sales increase. This comes from Sony Interactive Entertainment CEO Jim Ryan, who told investors at the time that, quote, "We could see very, very clearly that every time an episode of that show dropped, that sales of the game increased very dramatically."
And they had a product ready to go.
That's true.
It was a little silly to remaster Last of Us Part 2 and even Last of Us Part 1, but it was there, and they raked in the money.
And then also in 2022, Netflix's Cyberpunk Edgerunners was also well received, and it was sick, and helped boost interest in Cyberpunk 2077, which at that time definitely needed the assistance.
Yeah, it was kind of the first turn in public sentiment, was nice as a fan of the game. CD Projekt Red CEO Adam Kaczynski said at the time, "Although we had strongly believed in the success of the series, its debut exceeded our expectations."
Yeah, and let's not forget about the Super Mario Brothers movie last year. Also a huge hit, Nintendo saw its profits jump after its success. That included selling more than 3 million copies of Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, which is bananas, considering that game is like 12 years old. Everybody and their brother had it at that. But there was the huge racing section at the end of the Mario movie. My kids saw, they loved it. They watched it over. It was one of those movies that was just a staple for like all of 2023. And then Super Mario Brothers Wonder came out about 6 months after the movie. So a little bit after, but I think that there was still a lot of interest. It was a smash, having already sold nearly 12 million copies. So Nintendo really, like, I don't know if they timed that, but like it worked out really well for them.
The success formula is so simple, guys. It's so simple. Just have a hit movie or series made about your franchise and sales go through the roof. It's easy. Anybody could do it.
Just like Halo.
Oh, hey, I watched all two seasons of it and it's not very good, guys.
There were about 20 cool minutes in it.
Yeah, there are about 20 cool minutes and I want to say 16 hours of Halo. But hey, there's some cool Master Chief stuff. He can snap some necks. Pretty cool.
It did make me think about Halo, so that's cool.
Oh, man.
But these are good times. I don't know. I feel particularly well-fed as a fan, like a huge fan of Fallout 1 and 2. Those were games that introduced me to like computer RPGs or more D&D style video games. So I always had a huge fondness in my heart for them. Which also turned into sadness as the series sort of migrated away from a lot of the design tenets that I liked about the original games. So the show, by my reckoning, is a huge throwback in terms of tone and writing and even subject matter. So I'm all about that. I do feel the sting, though, because, yeah, I installed Fallout 1. Steph started playing Fallout 4 last night. All right, so I'm slipping into hater territory again. Oh, Brian, you mentioned Fallout 4's writing. Ooh, if you go to the show back to the game, it is bad. It's a speed bump, and it sucks. Also, the very first quest she did in the game bugged out! So she softlocked like an hour into the game. Just because she did like one thing out of order, which is something Fallout traditionally was pretty robust at handling, or even would kind of acknowledge and reward you for. So, I don't know. Anyway, if you like the series, and you maybe don't feel that itch scratched by Fallout 4 or even Fallout 3, I would recommend playing Fallout 1 and 2. The good old games version comes pre-installed with fixes, especially if you liked Baldur's Gate 3. Before that game, I don't think I would recommend Fallout 1 or 2 to anyone, but since a lot of people got along with Baldur's Gate 3, maybe they're willing to get over some of that late 90s PC jank in order to experience something that's a little more tonally closer to the show. So that's my pretentious rant. All right. What do you guys think about Fallout?
I honestly think it's perfect for a show if done well, which it is, because the games have always had such a specific tone with the aesthetic of it, the Pip-Boy, that 50s kind of, and the show pulls it off really well. Also, I think its secret weapon is Walton Goggins, who is incredible in this, and he's been good in so much other stuff. Hateful Eight, Righteous Gemstones, Vice Principal. Like, he's been good for so long, and it's nice to see him having kind of a breakout moment. And I think he really kind of helps lift the show. And speaking of the games, literally yesterday I was like, maybe I want to give Fallout 76 a try again. Bought it, it's just a few bucks, and I'm gonna start it up, because it does, like, watching the show really does, even me as an adult, I'm like, yeah, I kind of want to play Fallout now. It's just that lure of when it's well done, you just want to be a part of it. You want to just be in that world. And the good thing for Fallout, yeah, they don't have new stuff coming, at least not right now, but there is a lot of good games that you can choose from right now. So I think this bump, they'll get an advantage from it.
For me, the attachment to New Vegas, because I just experienced New Vegas for the first time a couple years ago, this show feels the closest to New Vegas, because New Vegas actually has pretty good writing, and the show's production design, like you guys just mentioned, and the art design, and then of course the writing and direction, which is so important to an actual real television show, are all so, so good. And it gets the closest to New Vegas that I can feel and see. One thing I rant about to Lawrence all the time, he's heard this 1,000 times, is that television and movies have so much better writing than video games, and have had that for so long. So it's so great to watch The Last of Us and Fallout being made by people who know what they're doing. Because Jonathan Nolan has been making television and movies, obviously, for a very long time. He knows what he's doing. So when he's making this show, I should have had more faith in this. I thought for sure it was just going to be a fan service garbage, you know, and it's awesome. It is an awesome television show from beginning to end for the entire series. So it's really, really great to see video games getting the actual treatment. I don't even necessarily think they deserve. I just think it's fun that they're getting it.
I don't know. I think when there's popular brands that I think like Barbie and stuff, and they've seen them get successful. If, like you said, I think you're right. If the writing is there and the production is there, and I think they've seen that they can make a boatload of money off it. So yeah, I think we're going to see more of, and if it's more like this, then I'm all for it.
Oh, one final game recommendation. Weird West is kind of similar to Fallout.
Oh, that's so good!
And also is kind of more emergent in its storytelling, and it's a little more reactive to player choice than maybe some of the Bethesda Fallouts. So that might be a little more tonally in line with something. Just if you go back for that goodness and it doesn't hit like it used to.
We have an Inside Games Patreon that's supported every single month by Inside Games patrons. And these patrons would thrive in the wasteland. Alex Stone, John Warren, and of course, Blunt Smoking Anus Destroyer.
Oh yeah, April 20th is coming up. It's going to be an exciting time. I have some patrons that already grew a third leg to prepare. Getting ahead of the game here. Talia Monochrome, Pit Strip, and Loveless. Very nice. You'd have to buy like three pairs of every shoe.
Also, different pairs of jeans. You have to make new jeans.